It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
All right. Mm. How's everybody on this wonderful Wednesday?
Good.
Nice and sunny.
Sunny this morning on
TV. Yeah. I was there on Fox 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in some stories that caught my eye, I want to tell you about. But first, we got to start with this because, you know, the media gets blamed a lot, as they should, as we should sometimes. You tell a story, it's sensational, and then when charges are dropped or what have you, you don't hear from it anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So one of those stories was a Largo High School teacher. It was all caught on video. She and a 17-year-old student appeared to really be fighting. I mean, like two women in the street, right?
Right.
Okay, was caught on camera. She was actually facing two charges, one of second-degree assault, the other of physical child abuse. Well, those charges have been dropped,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I bring that up also to say that we always hear from a lot of teachers who say you don't know what it's like in these classrooms.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So if you're a teacher and you want to weigh in on that, either way, you know, you can always call. Mm-hmm. Our lines are always open, 202-432-WHUR. Okay, a little bit lighter news. When I say Bobcat, what part of the country do y'all think about? Y'all think about?
I just went Montana.
Okay, well, no. Bobcat caught on camera in the District of Columbia.
Huh? You mean Bobcat Jackson?
No, I'm talking about Bobcat. Like Bobcat. How is that? Like, roar. Anyways.
I'm a Bobcat.
Along the CNO Canal, really near a trail where people walk through, he's just chilling and it got caught on one of the cameras.
Really?
I know, weird. So I don't know what's going on with our ecosystem, but anyway.
Be careful. I don't know if bobcats are supposed to be in.
Maybe it was
world.
Somebody's pet.
A big old bobcat. I don't think you can have a bobcat
okay.
as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as big as a pit bull, though, so that's good news.
Okay. Oh, wow. Mm-mm. Okay. speaking of what's going on with our environment, early cherry blossoms, anyone? So it was so nice and warm over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of the blossoms started to pop, pop, pop.
Wow.
But don't have a concern because they're not our famed Yoshino cherry trees. That's what people come in to see.
Okay. Let me just say this for the record. Allison loves the whole cherry blossom thing.
Okay.
I do.
You go to the festivals
yes,
and everything.
Nobody else loves it.
Yeah, nobody gets a damn, but she loves the cherry blossom stuff.
Oh, it's one of the things that makes D.C. amazing.
Yeah.
And, okay, speaking of D.C. being amazing, okay, Baltimore, maybe you got us on the gridiron because the skin stunk up the joint and the Ravens was trying to go all the way.
Years,
guess
yeah.
what? We're number one, D.C., in bed bug infestations.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we have surpassed Charm City.
What?
In bed bug infestations.
Now, is that D.C. as a whole or
it
just like
Washington,
Southeast
DC.
Or Northwest?
Alone.
It
no,
is D.C. But here's why they say it. But
D.C.
This,
alone.
It speaks to how kind of cool we are because, you know, we got a lot of visitors coming through.
So it might be
countries.
Their bed bugs that they're
they
dropping
it.
Off.
They bring it to
how cool you are. That'll make you cool to have bed bugs.
Somebody said instead of screening for other stuff, the TSA needs to screen for bed bugs when
ew.
Folks
well,
come
don't
in.
Don't let
but
the
anyways.
Bed bugs bite, D.C.
Ew.
Okay.
Ew.
We're number one.
Ew.
All right. So happier subjects. Of course, we still want to hear from the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Yes, my
sorority. Speaking of number one first.
Founders Day. Absolutely.
That's
see,
right.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but see.
No, that's right. 112 years. A big shout out to all my sorors around the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. Actually, Allison and Mark are opening the phone line. So, ladies, represent right now wherever you are, 202-432-WHUR. We're going to represent all day long, right?
You and know? Also, get on the line if you want to get in early on Ask Allison.
Oh, yeah, we got all
just
that.
Just call us. Just talk to us.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.